Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll move on in Quran chapter 7 and verse 133 to learn about the nine plagues which Allah has sent down on Pharaoh and his people according to the Quran by the hand of Moses. Now, I know that when Muslims read the Quran, they believe everything written in the Quran, because after all, that is the final word of Allah. But I hope and I pray, as we go on with our study for today, they will realize that the Quran is not the accurate word of God, but it is simply a foolish, erroneous copy from Muhammad or those who helped him to write the Quran. So let us first look at what is written in Quran chapter 7 and verse 133. For there we read, "And we sent on them the tufan, and the locust, and the lice, and the frog, and the blood, expounded signs, so they became proud." Notice here that Allah in that verse only gave us five signs, as Muhammad calls them signs. What are they? They are the flood, the locust, the lice, the frog, and finally the blood. What happened to the number nine, which I shared with you? Well, actually, we have to go to another verse in the Quran to learn about the nine plagues, and that is by reading what is written in Quran chapter 17 and verse 101. For there we read, "And indeed, we gave Moses nine clear signs." Notice Allah is telling us that they are not just any signs, but they're clear, obvious. You can figure it out. You can see them. And here we go. So we continue with the verse. "So ask the children of Israel when he came to them." So Pharaoh said to him, "Surely I think you are bewitched, O Moses." Man, nine signs fall on Pharaoh, and he just said to Moses, "You are just bewitched, man?" Wow, so these nine miracles did not move Pharaoh at all. But what are these nine signs which Moses performed before Pharaoh? We already read in Quran chapter 7 and verse 133, five, not nine, but only five signs. Let us listen to how Moses reacted to Pharaoh's claim. That is when we read verse 102 in Quran chapter 17, we read, he said, that is Moses, "Indeed, you know that nothing of these sent down except from the Lord of the heaven and the earth as proof. And surely I think that you, O Pharaoh, are doomed." Really? This conversation took place between Moses and Pharaoh? Back and forth? Do we read any of that somewhere in the book of Exodus in the Bible? And in verse 103 we read, "So he desired to expel them out of the land." So he, that is Pharaoh, desired to expel them out of the land. So Pharaoh now wants to get rid of Moses and his people. "So we drowned him and all those who were with him." Now we learn that Pharaoh and all the Egyptians were drowned by Allah. And what happened to the Hebrews, the Jewish people, whom he wanted to get rid of from his land? That is what we read in verse 104. "And we said after him to the children of Israel, dwell in the land. So when the promise of the hereafter comes to pass, we bring you all together." Here we go. Once again, the proof that Muhammad got the whole story wrong, because here in verse 104 of Quran chapter 17, we learn that the children of Israel inherited the land of Egypt. And that's exactly what Moses said earlier, as we have seen in our previous broadcast. When the children of Israel faced some hardship from Pharaoh. And that is in Quran chapter 7 and verse 129. When the children of Israel said to Moses, "We have been oppressed before you came to us and after you came to us." Here is the answer of Moses. He said, "Perhaps your Lord will destroy your enemy and will make you his viceroys in the land. So he will see how you do." Yes, indeed. According to the Quran, Allah drowned Pharaoh and all his people. And now the Egyptian land is taken by Moses and his people. What a nonsense. But I want to take us to another passage in the Quran, and that is in Quran chapter 27, beginning from verse 9. "O Moses, surely I am Allah, the dear, the wise, and throw down your rod." So when he saw it shaking as though it was a jinn, he retreated backwards and did not return. "O Moses, do not fear. Surely the messengers will not fear in my presence, except for those who did injustice, then changed doing good after evil. So surely I am forgiving, merciful." And in verse 12 we read, "And enter your hand into your pocket. It will come forth white without evil, as one in 9 signs to Pharaoh and his people. Surely they were transgressing people. So when our signs came to their very sight, they said, 'This is an obvious sorcery.' And they disbelieved in them, and their souls know it for certain, unjustly and proudly. So look how was the end of the Vandals." Once again, here in this passage, Quran chapter 27, we learn about 2 signs, 2 miracles. The rod changed into a snake, and the hand of Moses, when he got it out of his pocket, was white without evil. So where are the 9 signs which Allah talked about in the Quran? You have to understand that neither Allah nor Jibreel or Muhammad had a clue about what really took place in the book of Exodus, as Moses wrote it by his own hands concerning the 10 plagues, not 9, but 10. And I would like to take the opportunity for our broadcast today to clear up this mess of the teaching of Allah in the Quran and so-called Muslim scholars' interpretation to the verses of the Quran. Allah stated in the Quran 9 signs. I would say, I'm sorry, there are not 9 signs, meaning miracles, but 10 plagues, meaning curses. I know that Muslim scholars are doing everything they can to gather all these signs from all over the Quran, as I just have read to you, and make them into 9. But even if we go with everything that Allah mentioned in the Quran, we still do not have 9. Why? Because we got the flood, the locust, the lice, and the frog, and the blood, and the rod of Moses, which turned into a snake, and his hand, which became white without evil. That is 7 signs, not 9. First of all, when God in the Bible asked Moses to go to Egypt, Moses was a very logical man. He said, "If I will tell my people that the God of your father, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, sent me, they will not believe me." That's why God gave Moses these signs to prove to his people that he was sent by God. And now let me read to you exactly what the Bible said about that. That is in the book of Exodus, chapter 4, beginning from verse 1. "Then Moses answered and said, 'But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you.' So the Lord said to him, 'What is that in your hand?' He said, 'A rod.' He said, 'Cast it on the ground.' So he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Reach out your hand and take it by the tail.' And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand." Then God continued to say, "that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. Furthermore, the Lord said to him, now put your hand in your bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous like snow. And he said, put your hand in your bosom again. So he put his hand in his bosom again and drew it out of his bosom. And behold, it was restored like his other flesh. Then in verse 8 we read, then it will be if they do not believe you or heed the message of the first sign that they may believe the message of the latter sign. And it shall be if they do not believe even these two signs or listen to your voice that you shall take water from the river and pour it on the dry land. The water which you take from the river will become blood on the dry land.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
See here, these are three signs. Yes, indeed, not plagues, signs. Nobody was harmed by them for Moses to perform to the children of Israel, not to Pharaoh or to the leaders of Pharaoh, to make them believe that he was truly sent by God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to take the children of Israel out of Egypt to the promised land. That's not what Muhammad understood in the Quran. As we just have read in the Quran, Quran chapter 17, verse 101, Allah said he gave Moses 9 signs, and he did perform these 9 signs to Pharaoh, and surprise, surprise, in the end of performing all these signs, somehow Pharaoh said to Moses, I just think you are bewitched. Wait a minute, I saw the first sign Moses performed in chapter 7 and verse 133 is that when Pharaoh drowned. So I don't know, when did Pharaoh told Moses that he was bewitched? Before he performed the sign of the flood and Pharaoh drowned, or after Pharaoh drowned? By the way, don't forget, as we discovered in our last broadcast, that Pharaoh did drown in one passage of the Quran, but he did not drown in the other passage of the Quran. That's when Pharaoh became a Muslim believer. And once again, in Quran chapter 27 and verse 12, we know for sure that the sign of the rod becoming a snake and the sign of the hand becoming white without evil was also performed before Pharaoh, not before the children of Israel. There is plenty of chaos in the Quran. This is a great evidence that the Quran is not the word of God. Now I want to look back again to these 5 other signs or miracles which we read in Quran chapter 7 and verse 133. Once again, Allah's word said, and we sent on them the tufan, that is the flood, and the locusts, and the lice and the frog and the blood, expounded signs. So they became proud and they were a criminal people. This verse is written so ridiculously without any details, even though the verse said that these signs were given expoundedly in details. Where are the details? You could not find it, not in that verse nor anywhere else in the Quran. If Allah started with the flood, which we learn from Quran chapter 17, that after these nine signs were performed, Moses still speaking to Pharaoh. And he told him in verse 102, indeed, you know that nothing of these sent down except from the Lord of the heaven and the earth as proof. So surely I think that you, O Pharaoh, are doomed. Excuse me, did he drown or did he not? As a matter of fact, if Pharaoh was drowned in the first sign, which is the flood, according to Quran 7:133, there was no reason for the other four signs, which are the locust, the lice, the frogs, and the blood, because they already drowned. Unless someone would say, well, these are not actually in the right order. Why in the world did Allah put these signs in that order? If they were not performed in that order, these are very important facts Muslims need to think about. Add to that, the word tufan, which is the word flood, is only mentioned in the Quran twice. In that passage here, Quran 7:133, and in the story of Noah, which we read about in Quran chapter 29 and verse 14, which states, and indeed, we sent Noah to his people, so he stayed among them 1,000 years less 50. That is 950 years. So the deluge seized them. That is the same word, tufan or flood. And they were unjust. So when did the flood take place? In the time of Noah or in Egypt in the time of Moses? Was it for Noah's people or was it for Pharaoh and his people? And sadly, what Muslim scholars are doing is fabricating an answer to fix the problems of Muhammad in the Quran. In the biblical account, the flood only took place one time, and one time only, that is in Noah's time. And God made the promise that he will not flood the earth again. And that is what we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 9 and verse 11. Thus I established my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. That is the word of God. Which means what we read about Moses here in the Quran is 100% falsehood. So once again, Allah was very clear. He said there are nine signs, but he only mentioned seven. And out of the seven, we only ended with three accurate plagues, which are the locust, the frog, and the blood. And even these three plagues here, we do not know what happened in them. I mean, what happened with the frogs, or the locust, or the blood? How did Allah use these three plagues to punish the Egyptian? There is no details whatsoever as you read throughout the pages of the Quran. From the Bible, once again, the first three miracles which Moses performed in Egypt, they were simply for the children of Israel, not for Pharaoh, nor for Pharaoh's people. And they are, the rod turned to a snake, the hand of Moses become white with leprosy, and the water turned to blood when he took it from the river and dumped it on the ground. And now let us have a quick look at the 10 plagues which Moses performed by the power of God against Pharaoh and his people. We read about that in the book of Exodus, chapter 7 to chapter 12. And we encourage you, our dear wonderful listeners, to go back to the Bible and read all these plagues in details. But here is the list of these plagues. First, the water turned into blood. And that is what we read in the book of Exodus chapter 7 verse 19. Second is the plague of the frogs. And that is what we read in the book of Exodus chapter 8 verses 2 to 6. The third is the plague of gnats or lice, which we read about in the book of Exodus chapter 8 verses 16 and 17. As for the fourth plague, which is flies or swarms, which we read about in the book of Exodus chapter 8 and verse 21. As for the fifth plague, which is the plague of the livestock's disease or pestilence, which we read about in the book of Exodus chapter 9 and verse 3. The sixth plague is the plague of the boils, which we read about in the book of Exodus chapter 9 verses 8 through 10. As for the seventh, which is the plague of thunder and hail, which we read about in the book of Exodus chapter 9 and verse 18. As for the eighth, it is the plague of locusts, which we read about in the book of Exodus chapter 10 verses 4 and 5. As for the ninth, it is the plague of darkness, we read about in the book of Exodus chapter 10 verses 21 and 22. Finally, the last plague, which is the plague of the death of the firstborn, which we read about in the book of Exodus chapter 11 verses 4 and 5. What did Muhammad know about these plagues? He knows nothing. And I challenge our dear Muslim friends to read that which is written in the Quran and compare it to that which is written in the book of Exodus. By doing so, they will realize that the Quran is not a miraculous book, but is simply an empty, foolish counterfeit to that which is written in the Bible. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.